There is little time for the candidates to rest as the race to November is already on. Last night's top vote getter, Marty Walsh, has already been out greeting voters this morning at the Savin Hill tea stop near his home in Dorchester. Just before he went out the door, he spoke with us earlier this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on the radio this morning.
And congratulations. You've got 6 weeks to make your case to the voters now that you've secured your spot in the race. What's the first thing you're going
to
do?
Today, I'm heading out to meet more voters and to talk about the issues. We're going to be talking about working families, talk about my campaign. We're not just a one-issue campaign. We're going to be talking about the economy and public safety and all the different issues that are important to the voters out there. And I want to talk about Boston. It's not labels. We're going to talk about diversity in my campaign and diversity of the city and the importance of it.
Let me ask, half the candidates in the preliminary race for mayor were people of color, and some voters considered this their chance to have a mayor of color who reflects the new Boston. But you and your opponent, John Connolly, are frankly both white Irish guys. What's your message to the community of color in Boston now going forward?
I mean, I've been talking throughout my whole campaign about the diversity of Boston, and I'm going to continue to do that. When I was the head of the building trades, I created a program called Building Pathways. I recognized that there was an issue in the building trades where there wasn't enough people of color and women in the building trades, and I was able to create that program, and I plan on taking that idea and putting that throughout my entire campaign. You know, I'm going to be campaigning every neighborhood. I campaigned yesterday. I was in Dudley. I was in Mattapan. I was in different parts of Boston, and those are the folks that I've represented throughout the city of Boston. I'm going to continue to. My district is 56% people of color. I'm going to reach out to my friends that ran in this race, and I would hope some of them will be part of my team.
As you know, the Boston City Council votes today on the proposed casino for Suffolk Downs in East Boston, and specifically whether the vote should be up to all Boston residents or just those in East Boston. Where do you stand? If you had a vote today, what would it be?
I would vote East Boston only. East Boston is separated from the city of Boston by two tunnels, and the most impacted community with the casino is East Boston.
Even though the polls show that a majority of all residents of the city of Boston want a say on this.
No, I understand. I appreciate the folks in the city of Boston, the people in Dorchester and West Roxbury that would want a say in the casino. But still, the most impacted community here that's going to be impacted by this casino are the folks in East Boston. And I feel they should have the right to decide whether or not their community wants a casino. And they shouldn't have somebody from Dorchester telling them which way to go.
In terms of money in this race, would you consider taking the pledge to limit or forbid outside money from coming into the race? And I ask knowing that you had a lot of union help in the preliminary.
Yeah, I had a lot of support in the preliminary. However, you know, the pledge, there was discussion of the pledge in the primary, and, you know, and some of the candidates spoke about not taking the pledge and taking the pledge. Other folks didn't take the pledge. I think it was foolish, the discussion of the pledge, because of the fact that it was impossible to monitor. My opponent in this race also received money in the primary. So I think it would be very difficult to talk about taking a pledge today.
So is that a no?
A no.
State Representative Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.